Wake Up Crew WGNS。
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. This is episode 1515.
That's easy.
1515. Can't miss that. We've got football tonight. Blackman will be hosting Riverdale tonight in our Prep Football Friday. Election Day is 18 days away from today, and early voting has already started. It runs from the 16th to the 31st, and Halloween is in 13 days.
We'll miss you at the game tonight.
Well, people didn't have to know I wasn't going to be there. You brought that up.
You announced it earlier this week.
I mean, so what? I mean, nobody missed me. I'm just, you know, just part of the crew. They certainly would miss you if you weren't there.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, got a little gig I got to do tonight, but then I'll be back next week. Is that the two-game week?
No, it's the following week, that one.
Okay, I'm going to be out that week. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving break is 37 days away.
You don't say.
It's a whole week now for Thanksgiving, you know.
It's crazy.
You know? And Thanksgiving Day is going to be in 41 days. And fall back, November 3rd.
Wow.
Don't forget to do that. Oh, it's not on the list. I'm sorry.
Can't wait. I told you it would be on there next week. And then you'll gripe, there's too much stuff on here.
Yeah, well, it will, because you'll have, like, where are we at next week for football?
We're back at Blackman.
Oh, wow, okay.
Rockville Blackman.
Wow. Can't wait. Get back on that horse.
Then the next week.
This will be 2 weeks I've missed games.
Yeah.
You know?
The next week it'll be the Battle of the Borough on Thursday night, on Halloween night. At Riverdale.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
In Siegel Rockville on the Friday.
How'd that happen?
There are several games on Thursday.
Because people are going to go either trick-or-treating or the football game and won't be there Friday?
I'm not sure.
That's weird. That's really weird. They picked that day to be, you know. Yeah. I'll miss going trick-or-treating with the kids again.
Okay.
Okay, so one's 15 and one's 12. I mean, I said, are y'all going to miss me on Halloween? They tell me, no, Papa, we're older than that now. We go to parties. Okay, so. Hey, guess what today is, though? Big day.
Uh-huh, it is.
It's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
Oh, yes, indeed. It is Friday and Halloween, as we mentioned, in 13 days. So I thought I would start my list today of the worst to first candies.
Worst now, to first candies.
Let me explain this to you. When I go over this list, worst doesn't mean that they're terrible candies. Okay, I want to make that clear. This just means these are the candies you get at Halloween, and this is what you get from 30 to the first, the top ranked. Okay?
Okay.
First of all, number 30, Tootsie Rolls. Everybody gets Tootsie Rolls.
Got to be at the bottom, right? This is worst to first. Okay,
yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless they're the flavored kind.
Yeah, the orange ones are the best.
Mm.
You know, you can get the vanilla ones just in one bag. Why would you do that flavor? Why not orange?
Well, wouldn't you want to do cherry? I think that's really good, too.
Well, I guess. Mm. Orange is my favorite, though.
But they're just token. You know, that's just
right.
Token. Now, I didn't make this list, so I'm not necessarily agreeing with everything that's on this list.
Mm-hmm.
I would put them higher than 30, because number 29 is a bag of pretzels. That would be my number 30.
Okay.
Why would you put pretzels in there?
Candy corn would have to be my end, whatever.
Number 28, very surprising, Almond Joys. I think a lot of it's because maybe it's got peanut in it. It's got an almond, so you don't need to give that to children.
It's got coconut in it, which is sickening.
No, that's not. And that's not true, but I happen to love Almond Joys. Number 27, Dots. Know what they are? The little jelly-like kind of things. Ugh. And they're in every bag.
Of course.
Good and Plenty. The maroon-looking and white.
Okay,
jelly belly kind of things, I call them.
Yeah, not a fan.
Number 25, we jump right in there with Twizzlers. Now, my granddaughters love Twizzlers, but
I don't like.
A lot of people don't. They're kind of bland, aren't they?
Yeah, licorice, yuck.
Number 24, hot tamales.
Okay. I don't like any of the ones that you've said so far.
Hot tamales are okay with me, but they're not great.
They're like cinnamon hots or whatever.
Here's one that should have been way down on the list, Runts.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking sunny as we head on into the weekend with temperatures warming up into the mid-70s. As for your details, we're starting our day off with a bit of patchy frost and fog, although we'll have sunny skies for the rest of the day with a high near 72. Tonight looks mostly clear for low around 39. Saturday, we warm up to 74 with sunny skies. Saturday night, it'll be mostly clear for low around 41. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Parents, you can help your child sharpen their basketball skills while also encouraging positive spiritual change with First Shot Basketball Skills Academy and Winter League. Sign-ups are happening now. Led by Coach Andy Herzer, this teaching league is designed to build strong foundations not just for athletics, but for life. If your child is between 5 and 14 years old, they can participate at Hooptown this winter. Don't wait. Spots are filling up fast. For more information and to sign up, visit firstshottn.org. That's firstshottn.org.
Toots. Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. Toots. Monday through Friday from 11 to 3 p.m., we've got $5.99 lunch specials every day, sure to please. Toots. We're offering our $5.99 lunch specials, take out or dine in, so stop by, grab yours today. Toots. At Toots, we not only want you to feel comfortable, we want you to feel safe. Toots. Our staff is ready to serve you at one of our four Rutherford County locations.
Good food and fun.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need the head of someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In postseason baseball, Game 3 of the American League Championship Series, the Guardians beat the Yankees 7-5 in 10 innings. New York's Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton hit back-to-back homers in a three-run eighth inning to go up two runs, but Cleveland got a pinch-hit two-run homer in the ninth with two out from Jeneski Noel. Then David Fry had a two-run walk-off homer in the 10th to win it for Cleveland. New York still leads the series 2-1. Game 4 of the National League Championship Series, Dodgers all over the Mets in New York 10-2. Mookie Betts had four hits, a home run, drove in four for L.A., and Shohei Ohtani had a home run and scored four runs. L.A. leads that series 3-1. Week 7 in the NFL got underway with Thursday Night Football in New Orleans, where the Broncos roll over the Saints 33-10. Denver running back Devontae Williams had two rushing touchdowns. Denver's defense had six sacks, two forced fumbles. They scored a touchdown. Denver now 4-3 with the win. New Orleans drops to 2-5 with their fifth straight loss.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. That's right, they offer more than just electricity, that's MTE. Their community outreach team collaborates with schools, parents, and students to create engaging learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936. Don't you think I read better with my new glasses?
You have been pretty fluid.
Yeah, except for a couple of, but that was mental.
Well, those were ad-libbing.
Yeah, that was mental.
Shut up.
You brought it up.
I want to do a couple of other little Halloween candies. Well, let me do that now while it's on my mind. Just do about three here. The worst to first. This is where at number 22.
Okay.
Smarties.
Ugh. Just eat chalk if you want Smarties.
My wife used to love those things. Number 21. Now, this one I disagree with. Airheads or Laffy Taffy. I happen to like Airheads and Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, I'm not a well.
I mean, I don't like a lot of that stuff anyway, yeah. but if I had to pick one, that's probably what I would pick.
Yeah.
And one more to get to number 20, Milk Duds. I like Milk Duds. I can't eat them like I used to.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard on the old teeth.
What's the one with the malt, that's the malt candy with the chocolate on the outside?
I know what you're thinking about. It may be on this list.
Yeah, those are not good, but I like Milk Duds.
Milk Duds are okay. They're not good for my teeth.
I like them at the movie theater. Milk Duds and popcorn. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
That or the mint chocolate, whatever that is.
Yeah, man, I've opened up a can of worms with you, haven't I? Wow, you're going crazy. All right, here's our song of the day, and this is number one of the best motivational songs.
It may be a little biased, but who cares? He's not here.
That is one song you cannot play without, and you're going to bounce.
Yeah, yeah. I bounced all songs, but yeah.
I think motivationally, that probably is number one. I don't care what Dalton says. Yeah.
Justin Timberlake's washed up in Dalton's opinion. But
this guy's inspirational, Sam Thomas. He's the good neighbor of the day for being there for a friend. Sam Thomas is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
That is today's good neighbor of the day, and you can nominate someone as good neighbor of the day. Two simple ways. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. Or go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. That's going to give you the same web form you fill out. Name, address, phone number, sentence why, just a quick sentence. Click submit and we've got it. And we'll make them the good neighbor coming up. Also, same number for birthdays and anniversaries. Call or text in now, 615-893-1450. Birthdays for today and tomorrow for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. All righty, on today's Real Fact, you can't hum when you plug your nose. Mm-hmm.
You're right. Again, you're amazing. Let's go. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Due to the threat of incoming thunderstorms, Stones River Manor has decided to postpone the yard sale that helps to raise funds for the annual Walk to End Alzheimer's. The new date of the yard sale is October 18th and 19th. All the funds raised go to the Alzheimer's Association to further research a cure for Alzheimer's. And the team in the Walk to End Alzheimer's for Stones River Manor is called Manor for Mike, named after Mike Gann, who worked with families at the manor for the past 30 years. Gann passed away in December of last year.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Rutherford County drivers should prepare for a full closure at the intersection of Jefferson Pike and Sam Riley Parkway Nissan Drive this weekend. Starting at 6 o'clock Friday night, crews from Civil Constructors will shut down the intersection as part of a Tennessee Department of Transportation project. The closure will last through 6 o'clock Monday morning. The work is required to lower the current elevation of Sam Riley Parkway to align it with the new grade of Jefferson Pike. During the closure, detours will be in place, directing drivers to alternate routes via Weekly Lane or Gills Drive. Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies were conducting a traffic stop of a wanted suspect about 1:40 Wednesday morning on I-24 near the Joe B. Jackson exit near Murfreesboro. During the investigation, gunshots were fired and the suspect was critically injured. Sheriff's deputies and Rutherford County Emergency Medical Service paramedics immediately rendered medical aid to the suspect. He was then taken to the hospital where he later died. Agents of the TBI responded to the scene and are conducting an investigation at the request of 16th Judicial District Attorney Jennings Jones. A Rutherford County homeowner's doorbell camera captured an elderly man making himself uncomfortably at home. The homeowner first spotted the unknown man casually wandering about the property on their surveillance feed. Then the man walked through the front door, using the flashlight on his cell phone, walked around the kitchen area before time, toured the house, then left in his Nissan Titan, which he had parked in the homeowner's carport. There are videos on WGNSradio.com. Call the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office if you think you recognize the suspect. Follow us on Facebook.com/WGNSradio and click the like button. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we're talking at 27 after the hour. We've got Good Neighbor events coming up and another check of the forecast. And we'll be checking traffic. And as you know, everybody's back. And it's pretty hectic out there. We were talking about the worst to best candies for Halloween, and which Halloween's coming up in 13 days. And you were talking about the little mint kind. Are you talking about Junior Mints?
Yes.
Okay. I think I like them okay. Mm-hmm. They're all right. Now we're starting to get into the stuff that we agree on, except for this one.
Okay.
Number 18, candy corn.
Yeah.
There's no way that's on my list. I wouldn't even list it. But I hate it so much.
I thought you liked to eat it with peanuts.
Well, they're okay, but they're not something I'm going to. Kind of tastes like a payday when you do it that way.
What about the pumpkins, the candy pumpkins? They're bigger. You like those?
No.
Okay. I don't like them either. I'm just asking.
Number 17, Three Musketeers bars. You get a lot of those at Halloween.
Nothing but nougat.
Well, it's a soft marshmallow nougat.
Okay.
Not much to it, is it?
Not much, no.
Number 16, following it, is something similar, I think, Charleston Chew.
Yeah.
Slightly better than a Three Musketeer, but only because it has different flavors. Here's one that you might want to try. Try them frozen.
Okay.
Okay. That's kind of milk. I do a Musketeer like that, too. Frozen. Really? They seem to taste better.
Okay.
Number 15, Blow Pops.
Yeah. It's got the Tootsie Roll inside.
Well, yes, you're right. It does.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll?
But doesn't it have gum? I think it has gum.
Two?
Yeah, it has bubble gum in the center. Not you're thinking of
Oh, I'm
Tootsie
thinking
Roll
of Tootsie.
Pop.
Yeah. Oh, you said Blow Pop.
Blow Pop, yeah. Yeah. Number 14, Kit Kat.
Yuck.
Don't like Kit Kats.
No, not a wafer guy.
Okay. Oh, here's the one you were talking about, Whoppers.
Yes, Whoppers.
Yeah,
gross.
Yeah.
They're nasty.
How do they get that high?
I don't know.
But there are a lot of people in the world that like Whoppers.
Yeah.
They are. They like to take. In fact, I think.
Dalton likes them, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, Sir Galahad over there. I think he does. You either love them or you hate them. I guess that's the way to look at it.
Well, I guess.
Them. Number 12, Nerds.
Yeah,
I like Nerds.
They're okay.
Yeah, I mean,
the little
see.
Rocks, the little.
Yeah. They're okay. Yeah. I like them. I don't love them, but number 11, Crunch Bars.
Crunch Bars. Okay.
Nestle Crunch.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, they're not bad.
They're in every Lunchable that I get. I just want a Butterfinger in it, not a
then
Crunch
Bar. Then
look
for the Lunchables that have Butterfingers in them.
I know, but they're only they
only come with a bologna and crackers, though, don't they?
Yes. How did you know?
I just know. All right, we'll have the top 10 coming up in the next segment, but first, it's time for Today in History.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
All right, it's Friday, October 18th. Here we go with what's happening. 1867, the Alaska Purchase. The U.S. takes formal possession of Alaska from Russia, having paid a mere $7.2 million.
You know, you can see Russia from Alaska.
That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando Arcia doesn't make that much money, but almost. 1921, Charles Streit gained U.S. patent for his invention, the automatic pop-up toaster.
Wow, way to go, Charles.
1954, Texas Instruments Incorporated announces the first transistor radio. Did you ever have a transistor radio?
I didn't, no.
They were fun. Little square thing. 1961, film adaptation of the 1957 Broadway musical West Side Story, directed by Robert Wise, debuts. A lot of great songs in that movie. Academy Award for Best Picture of 1962. In 1967, Walt Disney's Jungle Book is released.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare
like
necessities.
Bear. Yeah.
Forget about your worries
like
and your strength.
All food.
I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature.
And he's going to sing the entire soundtrack to it.
Bring the bare necessities of life.
Thanks for that. 1975, Simon and Garfunkel reunite on Saturday Night Live. I forgot they sang that song. That was a good song. Paul Simon was one of the early hosts of that show. 1988, Roseanne, the TV comedy starring Roseanne Barr, premieres in the U.S. on ABC TV. And that's going to do it for Today in History. Brandon Brooks is standing by. It's 6:33. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew on a Friday.
This is CBS Rewind.
October 18th, 1967.
Give a hand to your army, too.
The London premiere of the satiric film How I Won the War. It featured John Lennon as Private Gripweed.
I never said a word to you before I was dying, mate.
1 year to the day later, Lennon was arrested in Ringo Starr's apartment for marijuana possession. And this date in 1988, Bruce Springsteen broke up the E Street Band, telling them he wanted to pursue his own projects. They've since reunited. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive offers a great price and around-the-clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times where you could save money and get something great. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking sunny as we head on into the weekend with temperatures warming up into the mid-70s. As for your details, we're starting our day off with a bit of patchy frost and fog, although we'll have sunny skies for the rest of the day by a high near 72. Tonight looks mostly clear with a low around 39. Saturday, we warm up to 74 with sunny skies. Saturday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 41. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
Good morning. Already starting to build on 65 southbound, coming down through Millersville. Clear shot right now, leaving Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area. But there's troopers out in Rutherford County, Coffee County this morning, coming down I-24. It's moving at the moment on 65 up through Brentwood, Franklin, through that portion of Williamson County. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on their menu. Check them all out this weekend. PrincesHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pesties, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood. And look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure. Safe and secure, it's the last rites for those pests. call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Some creepy night tours at Oakland's Mansion. Thursday, October the 21st. Don't miss those. The tours of 20 and fewer guests are at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. And it is spooky. Put this on your calendar. The final Friday Night Live is Friday, October the 25th. Right up on the Murfreesboro Square. You don't want to miss it. It's free. The final Friday Night Live of the season features the Pilots. You definitely don't want to miss that one. 6:30 to 9:30, Friday night, October 25th, right there in front of the courthouse. You need to get those tickets for Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Foundation's Wine Around the Square. That's Saturday, October 26th, 6 until 9, all around the Murfreesboro Square. And what a wonderful cause. Don't forget, early voting is October 16th through the 31st, and Election Day is November the 5th. You've heard us talking about this one, Life Skills Training Classes, every third Tuesday at Greenhouse Ministries. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Hey folks, this is Mike Sparks, 49th District House member. Running for re-election, would ask for your support.
The issues Mike's championed include the First and Second Amendment tax cut bills, passing legislation to improve mental health, the Safe Storage of Firearms Act, plus he sponsored affordable housing legislation that passed this year. Mike Sparks has been outspoken on Jefferson Pike for 20 years, which led to the $70 million widening project that's almost complete. We need Mike Sparks to remain in the State House.
This Mike Sparks, asking for your vote.
Playful messages like Mike Sparks, Alicia Sparks Treasure.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour, Man on the Street newsmakers coming up in a few minutes. I want to remind you, though, to go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. It's time for our dad joke of the day, and I've kind of lost track of what your score is, but I'm thinking you're having a pretty good week. I do know you had a 3 one of those days.
4 on Monday. Oh. A 3 on Tuesday, a 5 on Wednesday, and a 4 yesterday.
Wow. You're keeping track of it.
Well, I thought I would this week. Yeah. It's kind of a weird week. Okay. I don't know. I've been saving them.
So, big Friday. Big finish.
You know, dogs can't run MRI machines.
Really?
But cats can.
I've got to give that a 5.
Do you really?
I think it's the perfect dad joke. CAT scan. And you said it's, I thought your delivery was great.
I worked on it all week.
Yeah, it was because if you said CAT scan.
CAT scan?
Yeah.
It's got to be CAT scan.
Yeah, that was good. Dalton will be mad.
Yes, he will be furious.
Read those scores to him when he comes back on Monday. We'll be back.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris yucked it up at last night's Catholic Charities dinner.
These days, it's really a pleasure anywhere in New York without a subpoena for my appearance.
Harris in a video skit with comedian Molly Shannon playing a Catholic schoolgirl.
Thou shalt not bear false witness to thy neighbor.
Indeed, especially thy neighbor's election results.
U.S. officials hoping the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar will pave the way for fruitful negotiations on Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Sinwar was more interested in causing mayhem and chaos and death than in actually trying to achieve a ceasefire and hostage deal.
A reprieve for a Texas prisoner scheduled for execution after he was convicted of shaking his two-year-old daughter to death. Amanda Hernandez with the State Department of Criminal Justice.
He will be transported back to the Polensky unit, and we will continue to just work through the courts.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. A logging truck driver is facing charges in connection with a crash Thursday, October 10th, in the 6300 block of Couchville Pike that resulted in a toddler's death. Officials say a 2013 Freightliner GPI, which is a type of logging truck, was headed west on Couchville Pike with an improperly secured boom. That boom swung into oncoming traffic, hitting the front of the eastbound 214 Nissan Versa. Following the collision, the logging truck came to a controlled stop at the scene, while the Nissan went off the road before stopping in a private driveway. The two-year-old boy who was riding in the Nissan died after the crash. The child was not identified. Speeding through school zones continues to present challenges for Rutherford County authorities, despite efforts to curb dangerous driving. Sheriff Gary Heron told about a recent case in which he caught a driver traveling about 50 miles per hour over the school zone speed limit.
This week, I pulled a guy over doing 69 in a 20-mile-an-hour zone, a school zone, on 231 in Christiana. 69, lights are flashing, cars, we got crossing guards out there that's working the road, and that's probably one of the most dangerous areas for our crossing guard is 231 because of it's a four-lane road. Speed limit out there is 55, but when you come into the school zone, it's 20. They need to slow down.
The driver claimed that he was unaware he had entered a school zone. He now faces a significant fine. Thieves in Williamson County are targeting shoppers, and they're working in pairs to trick their victims. Authorities say they're noticing a team dynamic in these thefts, where one person engages in a conversation with the shopper, distracting them long enough so that they turn away from their shopping cart, and then somebody else swipes the wallet from the shopper's purse. Be careful. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cooking to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
How important is it to stay active?
I hear people use the term use it or lose it, but definitely the patients that I see that try to remain active in some way.
Dr. Russell McKissick from TOA.
Doing something to get your heart rate up, doing something to keep your muscles moving can definitely slow what time does to your body. And I've seen people that even though had bad knees or hips on x-ray, still were able to continue to stay functional because they kept at it. We do know that a joint that's in motion is a healthier joint. So even if you got a bad looking x-ray or you've got some wear in certain areas, sometimes staying active kind of keeps that joint a little healthier. Do the best you can to find something. Everybody's body is different. So the more you use your muscles, the more you can slow the decline of weakness, the more you can, you know, keep your body stronger, longer, keep your bones stronger. All those things that we're looking to avoid, sort of wear and tear issues that we have down the road, trying to slow that as much as possible. Just in general, our bodies don't burn our calories as quickly as we get older, and so it becomes more difficult to manage your weight as well. The healthier a joint is, the stronger your muscles, sort of the more you use a joint, the ligaments and tendons are more compliant. Like I said earlier, a joint in motion is a healthier joint, and so keeping those active does seem to decrease our risks.
Information you need on WGNS, focusing on the importance of staying active.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's 12 before the hour. We've got, we're going to check the weather here in just a few minutes.
More candy talk,
yes. This isn't Taco Tuesday. I could have waited. So I'm going to wait till Dalton comes back for Taco Tuesday, and then he's going to bring up this topic. I go, oh, we've already covered that.
Well, you can never have too much candy talk.
No. In fact, for the audience that didn't listen to it today,
yeah,
hear it again Tuesday. All right, here's the top 10. Now, this should really be right in your alley here.
Okay.
We're getting serious.
You haven't mentioned mounds yet.
Okay. All right. Give me a second here.
Okay.
Number 10, Milky Way. Oh, I love Milky Ways. Put them in the refrigerator for about 30 minutes. Oh, they're great.
What's the difference in that and the Three Musketeers other than
caramel?
The caramel. Yeah.
The caramel makes it.
Yeah.
The caramel really makes it. A 100 grand bar. Not my cup of tea. It's number 9. It's a crunch bar with addition of caramel. That's about all it is.
I like it better than a crunch bar.
Yeah, well, okay. That's what a Butterfinger is a crunch bar.
No!
Number 8, Twix. Not a Twix fan.
I'm not really either.
I can eat them, and I don't like, if that's all I got, I'll take it, but yeah.
My daughter loves Twix.
They're not messy, though. I will say that. They're sort of easy to pop in. Starburst, number 7. I like a good Starburst, but I just hate unwrapping all of them.
Yeah. You can get the minis, though.
Yeah, and I only like the one flavor.
Which one?
The pink.
Oh. I like the orange.
Oh, of course you do. Number 6, Take 5. Now, this candy bar is underrated a little bit. 5 layers of salty and sweet, all jammed into one wrapper, chocolate, peanuts, caramel, peanut butter, and pretzels. It's like a bunch of snacks rolled into one. This guy really likes them.
Apparently.
I take it you...
They're not bad.
Number 5 on the list, Butterfingers.
Yeah.
Butterfingers is another one that's controversial. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
But it grabs a top spot for a reason. There's no other candy out there like it.
Very true.
True.
They are trying some new flavors, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm worried about that, too.
I am, too.
The texture's very crumbly. You got to get used to that, too, you know, as well. What are you looking at?
Just police activity out back, that's all.
It's 6:40 in the morning. All right, number four, Baby Ruth. This tied with Snickers.
There's no tying with Snickers.
You love Snickers?
Yes.
It's almost a Milky Way with peanuts.
Well, it doesn't have the peanuts now, does it? The peanuts are what sells it.
Number three, Skittles.
Okay.
You don't agree with that, I take it.
No. Snickers would be over them for me.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Number two. Now you're talking. Two?
Yeah. You can tell me, you can't tell me that if you went up to a house and they were giving out Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, you wouldn't be hyped. You'd like it, right?
Oh, yeah. I'd ask for more.
Yeah. Number one. The number one Halloween candy for 2024. M&M's. Oh, you're let down.
Boo.
You're let down. I thought you'd be excited about that.
Mine would be Reese's Snickers and then peanut M&M's, not regular.
I would have had to put, I'll be honest, a Butterfinger I can't hardly resist.
Well, that's true.
It's up there. Anything with peanut butter in it kind of catches me.
You're not. Yeah, I agree.
What are we at? Oh, we're doing for birthdays, aren't we?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's birthday time. Cause it's birthday time.
Oh, yeah, here we go with October 18th birthdays. Thank you, Dolly. In 1926, Chuck Berry, American rock and roll guitarist and singer-songwriter, born in St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today.
Done. Much better by the Beatles in the 60s. 1927, George C. Scott, American actor and director. He was in Patton. He was born in Virginia, died in 1999. 1935, Peter Boyle, American actor. He was in Young Frankenstein. He played the monster. But he was in Everybody Loves Raymond. He played the dad, which everybody remembers him for him now. 1938, Don Wells, American actress, born in Reno, Nevada.
The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be
lost. Do we have
lost.
To wait till Marianne the is said?
No, I don't think so.
Marianne, yeah. Okay.
The skipper, too.
Yeah. 1960, Jean-Claude Van Damme, a Belgian actor, born in Brussels, Belgium. And he was in all those movies in the 80s, wasn't he?
Yeah, 80s, 90s.
Kind of a Stallone kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would be this version? I don't know. It'd be somebody like...
probably Tom Cruise-ish.
Yeah, something like that. And that's celebrity birthdays. Today we have Charlotte P., Mary Perrin, James Campbell, and Leanne Poole. Tomorrow, Andrea Darden, Alan Hale. Speaking of the skipper. No, this is the other Alan Hale. Sanders Abrahams and Jack Gritton.
So those are the birthdays we have so far. Birthdays, anniversaries for today and tomorrow. You can call or text in now. 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. It's National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Well, I did a good job then.
Yeah.
Right with the candies. 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking sunny as we head on into the weekend with temperatures warming up into the mid-70s. As for your details, we're starting our day off with a bit of patchy frost and fog, although we'll have sunny skies for the rest of the day by high near 72. Tonight looks mostly clear for low around 39. Saturday, we warm up to 74 with sunny skies. Saturday night, it'll be mostly clear for low around 41. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now, you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896- 4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Good morning. It's already busy out here now on 65 as they work this accident southbound right at Armory. Traffic's on the increase coming down 65 through Millersville. 24 is trying to load up just a bit out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. A normal buildup for this time of the morning on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist today at 991-2358 online irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Learn more at driveev.com.
Washington is broken, and not just a little. Radical left elitists have betrayed our country, trading common sense for woke politics. An unchecked invasion at the southern border. China buying up U.S. farmland. Historic inflation that has American families fighting to survive. All while the left gives trillion-dollar handouts. It's bad. But without leaders like Marsha Blackburn, it would be worse. Marsha Blackburn has never been afraid to take on the woke mob or her own party. That's why Marsha led the fight to make sure Tennessee is never burdened with a state income tax. Now Marsha is fighting every day to restore sanity in Washington and to protect the rights of Tennesseans. Marsha Blackburn is more than the leadership we need in the Senate. She's the leadership that will save America for the next generation. Marsha Blackburn, real strength for Tennessee.
I'm Marsha Blackburn, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Marsha for Senate.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
Three times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew. Sam Thomas is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being there for a friend. And Sam's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So that is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. And if you're thinking, man, I know so-and-so that would be a great good neighbor. Great. Tell us about it. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two ways that you can get in good neighbor nominations to us. Also, the same phone number for birthdays and anniversaries. We're taking those for today, the 18th, tomorrow, the 19th, Friday, Saturday, 615-893-1450. And in about an hour, we're going to give away banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. Coming up next, it's a check of the latest world news headlines on the CBS World News Roundup, brought to you by the Low T Center and the law offices of John Day.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
And stay tuned now for the news at the top of the hour, then hour number two of the Wake Up Crew.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Campaign outreach.
Let us recommit to reaching across divides.
You got to get out and vote. And Catholics, you got to vote for me.
Hamas leader killed.
For Israelis, this is the equivalent of their Osama bin Laden.
Execution blocked.
He knows this isn't over. He wants the truth to come to light.
Good morning. I'm Steve K.
Chafin. With the CBS World News Roundup, sharp attacks from both presidential candidates as they try to win new supporters in the campaign's final weeks. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris go to Michigan today. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us one-liners were part of the script last night.
You better remember I'm here, and she's not.
The Al Smith Dinner is a decades-old Catholic fundraiser in New York, where politicians gently roast each other. But with Vice President Harris out campaigning in Wisconsin, her opponent's jokes were not that gentle.
But if you really wanted Vice President Harris to accept your invitation, I guess you should have told her the funds were going to bail out the looters and rioters in Minneapolis.
Harris did send in a video she pre-recorded with comedian Molly Shannon.
Is there anything that you think that maybe I shouldn't bring up tonight?
Well, don't lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness to thy neighbor.
Indeed, especially thy neighbor's election results.
And she did some roasting of her own in Green Bay, mocking Trump's new claim that he's the father of IVF.
What does that even mean?
Trump hit back at his former Joint Chiefs Chairman, Mark Milley. In his new book, author Bob Woodward says Milley called Trump dangerous and fascist.
Our stupid generals like Milley, who's a stupid person.
In Germany, President Biden has commented on Israel's killing of the Hamas leader who plotted last October's attack in Israel.
The death of the leader of Hamas represents a moment of justice. He had the blood of Americans and Israelis, Palestinians and Germans and so many others on his hands.
CBS's Rami Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
In his last moments of life, the Israeli military says one of its drones found Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar wounded and bleeding. Only after the corpse was taken to Israel could Israel finally announce it was Sinwar.
Well, this is not the end of the war in Gaza. It's the beginning of the end.
Bye bye, Sinwar.
Many Israelis celebrated well into the night.
Are we closer to peace or further away?
I wish I knew. I want it to be closer to peace.
Now to Texas, where the scheduled execution of a man has been put off. It's the first U.S. death penalty case for a murder conviction based on a diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome.
The Texas Supreme Court granting an emergency stay to the execution of 56-year-old Robert Roberson after state lawmakers petitioned the court. They subpoenaed him to appear at a criminal justice hearing scheduled Monday in an attempt to block Thursday's execution. It worked. State Rep. Joe Moody chairs the committee.
To me, it's shocking and deeply disturbing that in Texas in 2024, scientific evidence of innocence can be casually ignored.
Roberson's lawyers and medical advocates say his 2-year-old daughter died from double pneumonia and was not killed by shaken baby syndrome. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
A Georgia grand jury has indicted a father and son in the mass shooting at Appalachee High School in Winder. Colt Gray is charged with 55 counts, including murder. The 14-year-old's father, Colin, faces 29 counts, including second-degree murder. We are hearing from Paul Whelan, the Marine veteran who was locked up in Russia for more than 5 years and freed 2 months ago. In his first broadcast interview, he tells Face the Nation's Margaret Brennan that prison time was physically and mentally hard.
From day one, I was being told that there would be a trade, a political solution to the situation. But as it dragged on, it did play with my mind. There's a psychological piece to this. Even though now, you know, I seem like I'm doing okay, I see a picture of me from the prison, or I see a picture of me from court that's on TV. And that takes me back to being in that court or being in the prison.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When was the last time you said, I love? No, really. When was the last time you said, I love my pillow? We think we know why this is so difficult. Because your pillow sucks. That's right, as soon as you lay on it, it needs to be scrunched and adjusted, which some pitch man convinced you is a good thing. And in the middle of the night, it starts all over again. I Love My Pillow is not a cheap infomercial pillow. In fact, for the last 10 years, I Love My Pillow has only been available in the finest bedding shops. The secret to I Love My Pillow is in our proprietary homemade foam. I guarantee you'll be saying, I love my pillow. Go to ilovemypillow.com to get sized for your custom-made pillow, handcrafted in the heart of America. I guarantee this pillow won't suck or your money back.
Order now and get a free travel pillow. Just put promo code LOVE, that's promo code LOVE at ilovemypillow.com.
A federal judge is due to release new evidence today in the election interference case against former President Trump after turning down a move to delay it. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
This will be a redacted appendix, but it is expected that more evidence will come to light against Trump and that the public will see that before the election, and that is something that Trump has really been trying to prevent.
In our series, Where They Stand, a look at electability in a race between two people who've already spent plenty of time in the Oval Office, the sitting Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump.
Is he lovable? No. But do I think he's a better leader? Yes.
Some voters, like that Wisconsin woman, will put aside some strong feelings.
If this election were decided by favorability, the Democrats would win easily.
Political scientist Larry Sabato.
The bad news for Democrats is that's not how most people vote.
Trump and Vice President Harris have jousted about who's fit for office.
Kamala is mentally impaired.
People start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom.
Pollster Jennifer DePinto says voters generally view Harris more favorably.
Only 5% who dislike Harris are voting for her, but a higher 21% of voters who dislike Trump are still voting for him.
Recalling the Capitol attacks, some voters suggest democracy is on the ballot.
I think that it's clearly being threatened now by Trump and the Republican Party.
The race is tight in the final weeks.
I'm a pretty passionate person, and I'm not passionate about either of them.
In Florida, one of the election issues is an abortion amendment on the ballot.
Amendment 4 is going to protect women like me. We have to vote yes.
Now a federal judge has ordered the DeSantis administration to stop threatening TV stations with criminal prosecution for running ads supporting the measure. A three-judge panel in Tennessee says the state cannot discipline doctors who provide emergency abortions to protect the life of the mother. There is a lawsuit in play that challenges Tennessee's strict abortion ban. Police in Argentina say there was a 911 call from a hotel manager made prior to the death of former One Direction singer Liam Payne. He tumbled from a third-floor balcony, dying of injuries suffered in the fall. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Seemed like he had fallen at a time when he might have been either unconscious or semi-conscious, so he didn't have any defensive wounds, and the way the body was found didn't seem like he tried to protect himself in any way.
Police say Payne's room was in disarray and drugs and alcohol were found there. Reports say he had been dropped by his record label days before his death. Time on the roundup. 8 past the hour.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and 5 Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. The updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett here with you at 7:09. You're listening into the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. More fun and information is straight ahead. Speaking of information, we've got to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Toots. Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and I'm here with my dad, Wade. Dad, what's your favorite food at Toots?
Well, you know my favorite thing has not changed. It's our fall-off-the-bone Danish baby back ribs. I love those.
And they're $14.99 on Saturdays and Sundays all weekend long. Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. Swing by one of our 4 Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
Good food and fun!
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking sunny as we head on into the weekend with temperatures warming up into the mid-70s. As for your details, we're starting our day off with a bit of patchy frost and fog, although we'll have sunny skies for the rest of the day of a high near 72. Tonight looks mostly clear for low around 39. Saturday, we warm up to 74 with sunny skies. Saturday night, it'll be mostly clear for low around 41. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Trying to clean up this wreck in South Nashville right now. 65 southbound at Armory. It's not causing a big backup, but it's still here nonetheless with some rubbernecking going on. We're just glad it wasn't in the northbound lanes, because here comes that traffic there on 65 north about a Brentwood into South Nashville. It's loading up with more volume. 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on their new menu. Check them out this weekend. Order online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here for second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Good morning, everybody. It is Friday, October the 18th, episode 1515 of the Wake Up Crew on a Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday, Friday with Riverdale at Blackman on State Farm Prep Football tonight. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock for the kick. Hope you'll join us for that. Early voting going on now for the November 5th election, which is 18 days away. Halloween, 13 days away. Thanksgiving break, 37 days away. And Thanksgiving Day itself, just 41 days from today. Boy, October has just simply flown by. We are trying to motivate you this week. Last week was fall break, and I know you've had a tough time getting going this week. So here is maybe the best motivational song out there from Justin Timberlake. All right, that's Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling, the number one song.
Don't care how many times you listen to it, you bounce, man, yeah, with it.
Sure do. John,
play one more time. Just play just a little
one more. Can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance.
Can't stop the feeling. All right,
get you going.
Oh, let's do one more time for Dalton.
Can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance.
He's not listening. What are you thinking?
No, he's not listening.
So we know that with Hurricane Helene, all of the damage that happened in North Carolina, and it's people have called it many things. Apocalyptic was one of the words that really kind of hit me after seeing some of the photos from there and what was going on. Well, there is a radio station there that the station manager decided to stay at the station. And good thing that he did. Just listen to this story from CBS that shows really the importance of radio.
An estimated 82 million Americans listen to AM radio each month, but no audience has listened more intensely than those tuning in to a station in western North Carolina in the days after the area was battered by Hurricane Helene. CBS's Skylar Henry shows us how the airwaves became a lifeline.
Coley Duffy isn't a full-time tree trimmer by trade. Neither are most of these men. But when Helene's floodwaters destroyed western North Carolina, they jumped in to lend a hand, or in this case, a chainsaw.
We just started listening to the radio, and the radio was our only way of communication. We had no cell phone service. Nobody did.
And what service there was spotty at best. When people were able to make a call, they got word to the best megaphone in western North Carolina.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage of the rescue, recovery, and relief operation.
In the middle of this modern disaster, the calls for help were answered old school.
Well, I'm trying to get a hold of my aunt and uncle out in the Weaver World. I can't get a hold of them.
For days, WWNC's AM radio host Mark Starling and his producer Tank Spencer served as a proxy dispatch service, helping to coordinate wellness checks and connect the stranded with nearby resources.
I want to put you back on hold so that Tank can get your phone number.
We didn't have any connection to the outside world except our radio stations, and we were the only two here, so we kind of had a mission of like, okay, well, we've got to walk these people through the storm.
You all must have been inundated with phone calls.
We were, and the phone calls got progressively scarier and scarier.
Which meant dealing with the widest range of emotions you could possibly imagine.
We got the call from a guy that was on the second floor of his house.
Our first floor is flooded up to about 4 feet, and we're upstairs. We're safe, but my Ram truck is underwater.
Listen, do us a favor and keep our phone number handy, okay?
And when we hung up, he's going to be there. Everything's going to be fine. Like, it's going to be fine. Everything wasn't fine.
The caller, his wife, and their 7-year-old grandson were all swept away.
That was a hard one. It's still a hard one. I can hear this phone call in my head.
And then, well, at the other end of the spectrum, there was this reunion for Starling.
Brandy?
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
This is my wife for anybody that's
we
listening.
We just left.
It's so good hearing your voice.
Since Helene hit, these guys have been a guiding light on top of the radio tower for so many in the mountains of North Carolina.
One of the memorable phone calls that we had was when a guy called in and he says, you know, today's the first day that I've gone and checked on all my neighbors and I didn't even ask who they voted for first.
Well, this is the realest radio has ever been. Yeah. And we're connecting with people in a way that most people don't ever get to connect with their audience because this is our family.
Our good buddy Coley from the Chainsaw Brothers.
Hey, Coley!
Coley, what's going on?
And like many families, knit tighter through trauma. For Ion America, Skyler Henry in Asheville, North Carolina.
That whole thing just brought back a lot of memories of the Good Friday tornado here when I was on the air for like 12 hours and people calling in. And there was one call that I took that day that, you know, the guy said, you know, I can't reach my family. Our home's been destroyed. We have nothing left. The cars are gone, but we're alive, you know, and that's it.
Some of that's so sad. I mean, it really is just heartbreaking.
But just to show the power that radio has and can have, and that there has been now a renewed push to make sure that AM radio stay in cars and remains viable. So
we knew that all along.
We did, yeah. But I just thought that was a great story about how a small station there making a huge impact on those people. They still don't have communication. That's right. Still like their only means to communicate there in western North Carolina. So, all right, a little sports news coming up for you now.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In postseason baseball, Game 3 of the American League Championship Series saw the Guardians beat the Yankees 7-5 in 10 innings. New York's Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton hit back-to-back homers in a 3-run 8th inning to give New York a 2-run lead. But Cleveland came back in the bottom of the 9th inning with 2-out pinch hitter Johnesky Noel hit a 2-run homer to tie it. And then David Fry in the 10th hit a 2-run walk-off homer to win it. New York still leads the series 2-1. Game 4 of the National League Championship Series, Dodgers defeat the Mets in New York 10-2. LA's Mookie Betts had 4 hits and a home run, drove in 4. Shohei Ohtani hit a home run. He scored 4 runs. LA now leads that series 3-1. Week 7 in the NFL got underway with Thursday Night Football in New Orleans. The Broncos roll over the Saints 33-10. Denver running back Devontae Williams had 2 rushing touchdowns. Broncos defense had 6 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 1 for return for a touchdown. Denver's now 4-3 on the season.
Welcome to Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks, sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. The live racing meet for 2024 is now in the books, and the thoroughbred racing game is building towards the Breeders' Cup. The Cup will be contested at Del Mar on November 1st and 2nd this year. The place to play these world championships is Kentucky Downs. Featuring over 1,000 gaming machines, fine dining, live entertainment, and Breeders' Cup wagering, this entertainment destination is just 30 minutes north of Nashville. For more information, visit themintgaming.com.
Danny Brewer here. Saturday, October 19th, fabulous fall day in a thoroughbred racing game. Belmont at the Big A is where we stop first. Race 10, the Athenia Stakes. Mile 8th on turf, fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. The number 4, Child of the Moon, is our top pick. This daughter of the Great Gatsby is trained by Chad Brown. 1 win, 1 second, and 2 starts this year. Keeneland, heart of horse country, is where we're headed next. Race 7, the Perryville Stakes. 7 furlongs on the dirt for 3-year-old males. The number 5, Book'em Dano. That's our top pick. New Jersey bred grandson of Ghost Zapper has won 3 of 5 this year. He's been in the money in all 9 career starts. If we want to take a swing, let's go with the number 2, West Saratoga, trained by Larry Demerit. Race 9, the Grade 2 Lexus Raven Run at Keeneland. 7 furlongs on the dirt for 3-year-old fillies. The number 3, My Main Squeeze, for trainer Mike Maker, is our top pick. She won the Dogwood Stakes at the same distance by 5 lengths back on September 21st at Churchill Downs. Our price horse in this race will be the number 7, Minx Palace, trained by Eddie Keneally. She's won 2 of her last 3. Santa Anita Park is our last stop. Race 8, the Lure Stakes, 1 mile on the turf for 3-year-olds and up. The number 9, Seal Team, for trainer Richard Mandela, is who we like, ridden by Humberto Rispoli. The number 1, Mi Hermano Ramon, is another horse we like, son of Creative Cause, trained by Mark Glatt. Got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722, our time here from the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS. And it's time for What We're Watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
All right, what we're watching, and I've been in search for that thing that captivates me like How I Met Your Mother did. I haven't found it yet. I tried Young Sheldon. I've been on and off with it, which is why I knew that Laurie Metcalf's daughter played Young Sheldon's mother, and she played Sheldon's mother in Big Bang Theory that we shared with you yesterday, but you've watched it all.
I did. I was sick, though.
Okay.
I mean, I was recovering from a COVID shot, which kind of gets me draggy and laying around. And my granddaughter and I watched the entire seven seasons, the last season we haven't seen yet, because you have to go to a different streaming service and pay to get it.
Oh, I see.
So it's not out there yet. So
I guess on Paramount probably then.
That's one of the streaming, but I think like Prime Video, I think, is where you have to to pay for that final season. We watched it. I talked about watching it really gets I don't know how many seasons you've gone into Young Sheldon, but
I'm in the second season.
You need to go. It gets really good when Georgie starts getting more involved in the show rather than Sheldon, really.
Yeah.
They were smart enough to realize, hey, the other characters are just as funny or not as, just as important. So I think that was a big thing. I talked to you yesterday about High Potential, about a single mom who turns out to be a detective, kind of a Columbo-like. You know, she sees things. There's another one, a detective show that hadn't come back on yet. I think it's coming on in January maybe. Trent.
Yeah,
I like it too. It's pretty good, and all of those are on ABC for some reason. And you talked about NCIS Origins, which I have not seen yet.
One of the reviews says it offers a refreshing dive into the backstory of one of television's most beloved franchises. So,
is it a little more humane? I mean, humanity driven?
No, not really. It's about the origins of NCIS actually starting, which it started out as the Naval Investigative Service, and Gibbs was on like the he's the Proby. You know, they talk about Proby.
Wasn't it an offshoot from JAG, the TV show JAG?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but they've got kind of a gruff, crass person that is Gibbs back then. You know, Gibbs was in the original NCIS, was the leader of the group there.
So he hasn't changed any.
Yeah, but Gibbs is the Proby here in this one. He's the new guy and just out of the service. So anyway, I thought it was pretty good. There's another one that I found too, John, that I think you would like. I really like this show. It's called Accused, and it's on Fox. There was one season of it last year, and it's back for the second season. And it's like Law and Order, but it's from the defendant's point of view. And you see all of their backstory. So it's not all the court case. It's kind of what led up to whatever crime they're accused of. And you kind of see, you see it from a different point of view. It's not the law and then the order part of it. It's about the accused only. It's a very interesting take. Don Cheadle was in, not Don Cheadle. What was his name? I'll have to figure that one out.
He was on Law and Order, though. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, this was season one, and the very first episode had the... Shoot, I can't remember his name now. But anyway... It's called Scott's Story, and each story is different. Michael Chiklis, the bald-headed guy, he was a doctor, and he was accused. His son was a school shooter, and he was accused of knowing about it, and it was the whole backstory that you didn't see from the courtroom side, and that first episode hooked me. Each season or each show, each episode is a different story.
I got you.
And has different stars in it each time too. And they've got a lot of stars in that show. So it's on Fox. You can see all last season, and season two is going too. And I know you don't have Apple TV, but Slow Horses, I finished that, the new season. It's a quick go through, but it's really good. And I watched the Instigators movie that had Matt Damon and what's his friend's name? Ben Affleck. It had Casey Affleck, his son, in it. And they were in charge of a robbery. It's kind of it's almost comedic, but it's about robbing and how they kidnap the therapist. It's kind of weird. But anyway, that's a little bit of what we're watching here this morning on the Wake Up Crew.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Oh, the food is too good.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
They have exercise every morning up on the second floor that they do. They take you out sometimes if it's nice weather, and they walk around the premises with you. And they have bowling, inside bowling that you can do, and they have the croquet on the outside when it's warm.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro. 615-848-3030.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 as we roll along here on a Friday morning Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS.
And birthdays today, Charlotte P., Mary Perrin, James Campbell, and Leanne Poole. Tomorrow, we celebrate Andrea Dearden, Alan Hill, Sanders Abrahams, and Jack Gritton.
Those are the names we have so far, and if you want to add to that list, the number is 615-893-1450. Now, if you've called or texted in already, we've got them, and we'll add to that list that we announce at 8 o'clock. If you haven't, this is kind of your deadline. Birthdays, anniversaries, today the 18th, tomorrow the 19th, call or text them in right now and let us know.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Here is a check of the latest news, traffic, and weather brought to you by John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking sunny as we head on into the weekend with temperatures warming up into the mid-70s. As for your details, we're starting our day off with a bit of patchy frost and fog, although we'll have sunny skies for the rest of the day by high near 72. Tonight looks mostly clear for low around 39. Saturday, we warm up to 74 with sunny skies. Saturday night, it'll be mostly clear for low around 41. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 36 degrees.
Good morning. It looks like it's still struggling a bit there, trying to get out of Clarksville through that section of Montgomery County on 24 eastbound around the 18-mile marker. We see slow traffic. Not sure what has happened there just yet, but I can tell you it's really slow there. 24 east coming out of Clarksville as it builds out here through the Mount Juliet area on I-40 going westbound as that traffic leaves Wilson County, headed on over into Hermitage. Hey, Nash Painting, a non-franchise painting company, mentioned this ad. Get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting today, 912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies were conducting a traffic stop of a wanted suspect about 1:40 Wednesday morning on I-24 near the Joe B. Jackson exit near Murfreesboro. During the investigation, gunshots were fired and the suspect was critically injured. Sheriff's deputies and Rutherford County Emergency Medical Service paramedics immediately rendered medical aid to the suspect. He was then taken to the hospital where he later died. Agents of the TBI responded to the scene and are conducting an investigation at the request of 16th Judicial District Attorney Jennings Jones. Rutherford County drivers should prepare for a full closure at the intersection of Jefferson Pike and Sam Riley Parkway Nissan Drive this weekend. Starting at 6 o'clock Friday night, crews from civil constructors will shut down the intersection as part of a Tennessee Department of Transportation project. The closure will last through 6 o'clock Monday morning. The work is required to lower the current elevation of Sam Riley Parkway to align it with the new grade of Jefferson Pike. During the closure, detours will be in place, directing drivers to alternate routes via Weekly Lane or Gills Drive. A Rutherford County homeowner's doorbell camera captured an elderly man making himself uncomfortably at home. The homeowner first spotted the unknown man casually wandering about the property on their surveillance feed. Then the man walked through the front door, using the flashlight on his cell phone, walked around the kitchen area before time, toured the house, then left in his Nissan Titan, which he had parked in the homeowner's carport. There are videos on WGNSradio.com. Call the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office if you think you recognize the suspect. Follow us on Facebook.com/WGNSradio and click the like button. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hey folks, this is Mike Sparks, 49th District House member. Running for re-election, would ask for your support.
The issues Mike's championed include the First and Second Amendment tax cut bills, passing legislation to improve mental health, the Safe Storage of Firearms Act, plus he sponsored affordable housing legislation that passed this year. Mike Sparks has been outspoken on Jefferson Pike for 20 years, which led to the $70 million widening project that's almost complete. We need Mike Sparks to remain in the State House.
This Mike Sparks asking for your vote.
Playful messages like Mike Sparks, Alicia Sparks Treasure.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. After my husband died, I didn't want to cook for one anymore. everything just got too tedious.
How long did you look around?
I did not look around. I did not even consider any place else.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wake Up Crew back at 735 here on News Radio, WGNS. And it's time to play trivia this morning. John and I are going to tackle 1980s TV trivia. Here's the first. What long-running sitcom debuted in 1989 featuring a group of friends living in New York City? Was it The Golden Girls, Cheers, Full House, or Friends? Friends wasn't in the 80s, was it? This was 89 when this debuted.
No, go ahead, say them again.
So, Golden Girls, Full House, Friends, or Cheers?
Well, name, read the whole thing, sorry.
The longest running sitcom debuting in 1989 featuring a group of friends living in New York City.
They were 95 to 2004, I think.
So maybe...
Wait a minute. They just had their 30-year anniversary. So that would have been... Well, no, 89...
I'm thinking it's either Full House or Cheers, but I don't know.
But they were living in the same house.
Cheers was Boston, though.
Yeah.
Featuring a group of friends living in New York City. Golden Girls. Let's try Friends.
Okay.
That is true. Actually debuted in 1994, not 89. It was Seinfeld. Seinfeld, New York City.
Well, Seinfeld wasn't one of the choices, was it?
It wasn't. That was
okay.
Weird.
All right, let's scratch that one then. That doesn't count.
Okay. Which animated TV series premiered in 1989 following the adventures of a young or a yellow dysfunctional family?
The Simpsons.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Don't even have to give the rest. What was the name of the popular soap opera that aired from 81 to 89 set in a fictional town called Pine Valley? Was it Falcon Crest, Dynasty, Knott's Landing, or All My Children?
Wow. All My Children was on for years.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Knott's Landing, but was it Falcon Crest? Maybe Falcon Crest.
Let's see. All My Children.
Okay, they're being deceived now. They're being deceiving. Okay, Pine Valley, okay. I'll accept that. But
who played the character Tony Micilli in the TV series Who's the Boss? Was it Scott Baio, Tony Danza, John Stamos, or Tom Selleck?
Well, the way this trivia is going, I have no idea, but I'm going to go Tony Danza.
Tony Danza. We got that one. Let's see. What was the name of the robot in the TV series Small Wonder? Samantha, Robo, Jenny, or Vicky?
Never saw that show.
I didn't either.
Vicky.
It was Vicky. You're right.
All right. Great guess, and we got that one.
Who played the character Angela Bauer in the TV series Who's the Boss? Alyssa Milano, Judith Light, or Catherine Helmond?
Judith Light.
Judith Light is correct. Which medical drama series aired from 82 to 88 featuring the staff of St. Elgis Hospital?
That would be St. Elsewhere, I would think.
Well, that's one of the choices, ER, Chicago Hope, or Grey's Anatomy, and St. Elsewhere is correct.
Which was all a figmentation, it was just imagination from a kid at the end.
It's nuts. Well, the name of the character played by Bill Cosby in the TV series The Cosby Show, was it Dr. William Huxtable, Heathcliff Huxtable, Theodore Huxtable, or Charles Huxtable?
I thought his name was Cliff Huxtable.
So Heathcliff,
I bet. Oh, okay. Yeah. Heathcliff, okay.
Yeah, Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable. Who starred as the character Alex P. Keaton in the TV series Family Ties? Was it John Stamos, Kirk Cameron, Michael J. Fox, or Scott Baio?
You go ahead.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Which crime series featured a detective duo named Sonny Crockett and Ricardo Tubbs? Was it Magnum P.I., Knight Rider, Miami Vice, or Hill Street Blues?
Miami Vice.
That is correct.
Oh, one more.
Well, we finished.
Oh, we got them all?
No, yeah.
Well, we missed two.
Well, the first two were kind of weird.
They're wrong.
Yeah, yeah. All right. That's 80s TV trivia.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cooking to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cooking to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
What I like to think about Adam's Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Putting a wrap on the Wake Up Crew for this Friday morning, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric and through Sharing Change, MTE has donated over $11 million to local nonprofits, supporting meaningful causes in our community. Learn more at sharingchange.org. Today's good neighbor is Sam Thomas. Sam is the good neighbor for being there as a friend. Being there for a friend. Sam Thomas receives flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS, today's good neighbor of the day. You can send in your good neighbor simply by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply back. Just tap on that link. You can also get to that same web form at WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, did you know that dogs can't run the MRI machine?
Really?
Yeah. CAT scan.
Replay. It was good, replay. Even though you really flubbed that up really big time. But
well, there was just a dramatic pause.
No, I thought it was an unnecessary pause, but yeah, okay. But it's still a 5. I mean, it was great.
Dogs can't run MRI
machine. What a
week. CAT scan.
What a week. If you just hadn't had that 3.
Well, that was... See, what was that?
Well, that would have been me.
NASA hired a claustrophobic astronaut. When they asked him if his condition would affect his job, know what he said? I don't care. I just need more space.
Yeah, you just approved that it was a 3. Mm. Reading it again.
It's a 3.8. What have we learned on the Wake Up Crew today?
Well, we talked about candies of Halloween all morning long.
For the first hour.
The 30 worst to first. And what was first? M&M's. You disagreed with that.
What was what? M&M's. Snickers was third. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups was second.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have put M&M's third and Reese's, Snickers, then M&M's, but that's just me.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty close, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, they were, Mounds wasn't on the list.
Thank goodness. Almond Joy was.
I wondered why you asked about Mounds, because you hate coconut.
I do.
You just didn't want it on the list.
Mounds have nut. What is it? Mounds have nuts.
No, Almond Joy has
Almond
nuts.
Joy,
Mounds
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, that's the jingle. They're both the same
but
thing.
But you didn't want either one of them on the list,
oh, no.
Right?
Yeah, coconut. Okay. All right, coconut gets that out of there.
I just thought it was odd that you were wondering when Mounds was coming up.
Well, I figured if Almond Joy was on there.
There are a lot of Mounds in those Halloween trick-or-treat bags, though.
Yeah, and kids take one bite and spit them out.
No, they don't. A lot of kids like coconut.
Do they really?
Yes. Just because you don't like coconut doesn't mean the entire world. Anyway.
I threw them out.
We talked about what we're watching, and you rambled off four or five and because you've had a few days off. And The Instigators was one of them. Notice how I listened.
That was a movie. Yeah, a movie.
Movie, yeah. And then you watched the one with Harrison Ford. Is that the one you're talking about on Apple?
No.
Oh, okay. There's a new one on with Harrison Ford.
Right, and it's got the guy from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't watched that yet.
I watched the first season. Oh. I haven't caught the second season yet.
You didn't mention it.
Well, I wait until they're all done. I don't like to wait episode by episode. I don't like to watch them all at once. So I wait till they...
There's one of your problems right there. Okay?
Why?
Just because you're wasting a lot of valuable time. Just watch it for 30 minutes and go. Go to the next.
But
wait.
I want to watch them all.
I understand.
Yeah. Because Slow Horses was already
I guess you
out.
Didn't like Young Sheldon because I liked Young Sheldon. I guess that's why.
No, I'm on season 2.
There's a
two.
Lot of times that happens, folks, where he doesn't like something just to be on the opposite of me.
That's not true.
No, that's exactly true.
Next on the Wake Up Crew.
Have a good game tonight.
Stupid, silly, stat of the day.
John, did you know that spicy is not a taste?
No.
It doesn't produce a taste for the taste buds. It's purely a pain sensation.
Wow.
Spicy. Yeah.
It's good, though.
You're inducing pain. All right. We'll see you in the morning for the coach's show.
Oh.
But not tonight for the game.
If I don't do the game, I have to come do the coach's show.